Ve'ele ha'mishpotim asher tosim lefneim. Rashi says, ve'vav moisif ma'harishoinim b'sinai af elu. Also the halachas and parashas mishpotim are from Sinai. My kamash malon avad it's from Sinai. Why should these dinim not be from Sinai? Here it says, one would have thought, these are inyonim of inyonim l'chaveiroi, mitzvahs sichliois. Maybe these inyonim midois, mominis, deis, seichel, maybe it's not from Sinai. No, this also, even our ben adam l'chaveiroi is misinai. Before you do a chesed, you also say l'shem yichud kutshe b'rich, u'shchinte, l'chayr, if you are such, so obliged. So it's ben adam l'chaveiroi is also shpitz ben adam l'mokin, af elu misinai. Mesechta Avos is in Seder Nezikin, the Parshas Mishpatim Dikin Yonim. And that's why Dafkit starts with Eved Ivri. Eved Ivri has a powerful message. Seichel Dika Oifanim of Mishpatim wouldn't have told you that if you only have one car and you have to give the car to the Eved Ivri. The Gemara says in Kiddushin, imagine I only has one car. The Eved Ivri says, I need the car, I'm going on a date. And the owner says, I also need the car. It's only one car. And the din is you have to give the car to the Eved Ivri. It says, Ve'ele. Car means a pillow, pashtas, but I saw, check shot and see what they said. Ve'eleh ha'mishpatim, vav moisif, because in Parshas Yisra you have Torah, Aseres HaDibris, and in Parshas Yisra you have Avodah, at the end is the Mizbeach. But then Parshas Mishpatim is Gemilas Chasodim, ve'eleh, al shloisha dvarim ha'olam oimed, Torah, Avodah, and Gemilas Chasodim. But you have to know, Chayshin Mishpat is also Halachis Misinai. Someone once came to Rabbi Yisrael Salanter and he told him he's quitting his job, he's a shoychet, and it's so lachatz and pressure with nevelis and treifas, maybe he didn't do it the right way. He's choshish, maybe he's going to be machshel others, and it's not poshut. So Rabbi Yisrael said, v'parnosa minai, and he said, I'm going to open up a makolet. He said, what about loisigza, loisashoik, ribis, mishkoilois? There's more yisurim to be worried about in dinei mominis than there is in yoyerdeya. He said, "Hakol toli b'mazel." Afilu sefer Torah shebehechol. Also, the arba chelke shulchan aruch. People don't realize that glat yosher is the same as glat kosher. I don't know if that was Rabbi Saul Salanter's expression. Someone has the copyright on that. I don't want to. And that's why Parshas Mishpatim is before truma, because before you want to give a truma to tzedakah, you have to make sure that the money is yours. Ve'eleh ha'mishpatim, the Baal HaTurim says that there's a remez in the Rosh HaTevis of Ve'eleh ha'mishpatim to the Dinei Mominis. The Baal HaTurim says, Ve'eleh is Rosh HaTevis, V'chayiv Adam Lachkor Hadin. Ha'mishpatim, Hadayin Mitzvah Sheyase Pshorah, Terem Yase Mishpat. The Gemara says in Sanhedrin, it's better to do Pshorah. Asher is Rosh HaTevis, and Shneim Reitzim. Tosim. Tishma shneim yachad medabrim lefneim loy penei nodiv yedar hisgaber mehem. That's what he says is a remez. But I saw others bring down that the etzem word hamishpatim is maybe berosh tevis, a remez to the various basic piskei halachas. Hamishpatim hey hamoitzi mechaveiroi olav araya mem muchzok shin shuda dedaini pei pshara tes taninon yud yachloiku mem munach. So ha-mishpatim was a Rosh HaTevis for every, or the basic guideline psukim. The noticeably missing one is Kol Da'olam Gavar. It's Mesulik from this Rosh HaTevis, but maybe some Rishayim say that Kol Da'olam Gavar is Siluk. Rashi says, Asher tosim lefneihem like a shulchan aruch munach lefneihem. The Beis Yosef, who wrote a pirush on the Rambam called Kesef Mishnah, and a pirush on the Torah called Beis Yosef. And he wrote many others for him as well, but he also made afterwards a Shulchan Aruch, and he broke it into the four Chalakim based on how the Torah had done it. Oyrechayim Yoyredeya Evan Ezer Choshen Mishpat. Oyrechayim Yoyredeya Evan Ezer Choshen Mishpat. Those words are Gematria 1,705. There are 1,705 simonim in the Dalet Chelkei Shulchan Aruch. There are quite a few other Ramazim, how the Shulchan Aruch. My favorite one is that Tof Kuf Pei Vav is Gematria Shofar. It's also about Hilchis Shofar. There's a lot of other Ramazim and things in that, but we Medav Vissen Gantz Hilchis Shulchan Aruch. Now, an interesting Shaila, Chayshin Mishpat is, you got to go to the dying, Dini Mamanis, an interesting Shaila I saw recently. It's a Shaila from many years ago, though. there were two real estate guys, I don't know how you call them, that they decided to do a deal together. One was going to put up 75% of the money, the other one 25%. They were going to invest and buy a huge plot of land in the Yerushalayim. The plan was to make buildings and a whole thing, and of course it was going to go up 3, 4, 5 times the price after they were going to have the apartments to sell. And the deal was that they're going to split it straight across 50-50, because the one that put up 75% is the silent partner. He's putting up most of the money. The other one is the one that's going to hustle and take care of the whole balagan. And the deal is, it says first, they wrote up a mismach 50-50. In the end, no one built anything. The karka just stayed as was. 20 years later, because of basic yukra vizula of real estate, the karka itself was worth 12 times as much. And the 75, Nick obviously wants to get 75%. And the 25%, Nick says, state in the mismach. 50-50. Heichi nedaina dayana lahaidina deras kamet stadim. I'm going to leave that for them to think about. Another interesting shaila. A bacher bought a 50 shekel lottery ticket for a big, big sum of money. Was the sum of the lottery. Another two bachram chipped in and bought a second ticket, 25 each. And the guy selling the ticket says, there's a deal. You guys are together. He says, betta. There's a deal. A third ticket. Two tickets get a third one. The third one was the winning ticket. The 50 nick, of course, wants 50%. The 25 nicks are tiny. It should be shlish, shlish, shlish. Does this have to do with Rabbi Yeshua Leib's shayla of shloisha oichsim betalas echaray makulishli shnayim mechetzeshli? Not exactly, but that's also a very interesting shayla. Now, maybe just one other one. I'm sure everybody knows about the famous Rav Chaim, about the stamps, the bulim. There are so many different versions. I'll give you the basic idea of it. A person owns two stamps. Very rare, each one, because it's a very rare collector's item. It's worth $5,000 each. And someone came with, it was mazik. You could also call it by gezel, but let's talk about mazik. Sreifa, he totally destroys the one of the stamps. L'chari, he did a hezek of $5,000. Problem is that now that there's only one stamp, and it's even much more rare, it's now worth double the price. Yeah. I heard a few different versions. Someone told me it went up now to $12,000. I said, then the owner of the two stamps was a Shlamazel. He should have burnt it himself. It can't be that it goes up that much. But the problem was it went up more. And there's a shaila how much he has to pay. There's a whole arichas about how exactly it's done. But an opposite shaila I saw about this, and with this we'll end our series of shailas and move on. And the parasha is a person borrowed a pair of earrings for a wedding. Just he wanted that she should have a nice fancy pair of earrings. They're worth $600. And Oynes, but Shaila's chayv and oynes, she comes back after the wedding, one of the earrings is missing, so she says, the earrings, I understood, cost $600. Here's one earring and $300. The owner of the earrings, or earring, said, one of a set, it's the opposite of the stamps with an upgrade, one of a set is not even worth half. So these are all kind of things that come to Dayanim to ask Shaila's to, but we are going to move on. There's a parasha of Eved Ivri that on Eved Ivri sold for 6 years, and an Eved Ivri is Oved es HaBen. If the Adoin dies, he works for the Ben, but not for any other Yarshim. If the Adoin dies and doesn't have any son, he has a daughter or grandkids or a brother or a cousin, the Eved Ivri does not go be Yerusha, only to the son. Kacha, it's Exeris HaKosef. The Gemara learns it in Kedushin. There's an interesting Chiddush in the Minchas Chinuch. The Minchas Chinuch says if there are a few sons, and of course they're going to split this Eved Ivri be Yerusha, the Bechar doesn't get Pishnayim in the Eved Ivri. Because Bechar also is a different din. It's the Yerusha of Bechar. But an Eved Ivri is not going be Yerusha to a, as a Bechar. He's going be Yerusha only to Ben. So the Bechar is just another Ben. The Minchas Chinuch wants to make a raya to this Chiddush of his. And he says, the Gemara in Baba Basra, Daf Kuf Chof Zayin, brings, Gemara in a few places also, Kedushin, other places, there's a din of Yakir. Yakir is ki Bechor ben Hasnua, Yakir Pasuk and Parshas Kiseitze. A father is Neman to say, Zeh b'ni Bechor. Guy has two sons. Everyone thought that one of them is the older one. And the father could say, no, you have it wrong. This one is the Bechor. I find it hard to believe if the two sons, one looks like he's 56, another looks like he's 17. If the father could still say that one's the Bechor, I don't know the limit of how far this goes. But the father is Neman to say that this is my son, the Bechor. Frek the Gemara, why do you need a Chiddush of Yakir? A father can give him a ton to whoever he wants anyways. Any of his nechassim, if he wants to give to Pliny, the son, more, or someone that's not even a son, more money than the other, he's allowed to do that anyways. What's the grois glick, gedilla of, that he could say, this is the Bechar? The Gemara has the kasha. The Gemara says he was a goisis and he couldn't give him a ton anymore, whole thing. Fret the menchassim, what do you mean? It's an afkamina and Eved Ivri. Can you give your Eved Ivri as a present to someone? So a guy's an Eved Ivri, born for 6 years. In the middle of the 6 years, he decides, I want to give this Eved Ivri as a matana to Ploini. No, you cannot give an Eved Ivri. It's not non-transferable. So, if there would be a din of Bechor by Eved Ivri, so then Bechor, that's why you would need the din of Yakir. That when you say, this is my Bechor, he's now going to get Pishnayim in the Eved Ivri, where you would not have been able to give it as a matana. Which is true, that you can't. Why didn't the Gemara say that and instead say it's a goyse? Says the Minchas Chinuch, because there is no din of Bechor by Eved Ivri. Now the Eved Ivri is working for 6 years, and then there's an interesting option. He can do Ritzia. Hanirza nikne beritzia. He can do Nirza on the Oizen, and then he will work for the Eved. The Eved Ivri will work for the Oden ad Oilam till Yoivel. Could be another year or two, could be many, many years till Yoivel. Kipshutai Nirza is a new Maisakinian. Anaya Maisakinian. We never have this. We have Chazoka, Meshicha, Agbo, Chotzer. Ritzia. There are those that learn that no, the original Kinyan Kesef that you bought the Eved Mitchila was with not for Sheish Shanim, it was really till Yoivel. There's Grada or Yitzia of Sheish, that's Machzkia, and Nirza, which is done right by the granites, by the border, before the 6 years are over, where he has to Omar Yoimar Ha'ev, he has to twice say on that last day that he wants to stay, and then could be Ritzia is just Mesalek, the option of, and then it goes back that the original Mecher is continuing till Yoivel. There are various Nafkaminis about this, but the Gemara Darshan is the Lashon of the Pasuk, Im Omar Yoimar Ha'eved. Rebbe Chanan in Koivet Shiurim in Kedushin, Oiskuf Amid Beis, brings from Rabbi Yeshua Leib Diskin a medrash that says, Moshe Rabbeinu wants to go into Eretz Yisrael and he tells HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ahavti es Adoini HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ve'es Ishti Zehatoira, Es Bonai Zu klal Yisrael. Loi eitze chavshi. I don't want to go free. I want to stay as an Eved Nirza, as part of klal Yisrael. Maybe not even as the manik, but I want to be part of this. HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells him, Al toisif daber elai oid badover hazeh. Pasuk in Parshas Voeschan. So, wow. Says Rabbi Shua Leib Diskin, Pshat on this medrash. Omar yoimar ha'eved. If an Eved wants to become a Nirza, he has to twice say this mantra, this statement of a hafti es adoyin es eshti vizboni. Moshe Rabbeinu said, says Rabbi Shua Leib Diskin, this is a din toira, this is a drash, which is the kutoira, it sounds like, you know, the derek drash, but it's true, it's the emes, it's koicha toira, Moshe Rabbeinu said, ahafti es adoini, zu HaKadosh Baruch Hu, es ishti, zu ha-toira, es bonai, zu klal Yisrael, lo yeitzei chofshi, yes, mi din eved nirza, that's mafkia, the gezeir of Meimuriva, he's going to go to Eretz Yisrael. Catch. He has to say it twice, because nirza needs to say it twice. If he will say it twice, a second time, he will go into Eretz Yisrael, midin eved nirza. Now HaKadosh Baruch Hu asked him, Al toisif daber elai oy badaber azeh. Please don't say it a second time. I have my plans to do things otherwise. But the etzem, it would have worked. It would have been the koyach of eved nirza. Now the nirza has to get a ritzia in his oizen because we say, oizen zu sheshama bahar Sinai. Now he's even going back on the gezel that he did that had caused him to become an eved to begin with. But now we're getting all back at him and we're saying, the oizen zu sheshama bahar Sinai. Now it's interesting. We have a tain on the oizen. I mean, all the evarim of the person, his yodayim and raglayim were the ones that stole. But the emes is the shayrish is the oizen. The oizen that was shama. There's so many makaris in the medrash that shmiyas oizen. And it goes when a shmiya goes into a person's oizen, it doesn't just go into the oizen. It goes into the entire ramach evarim. We spoke about it last week. Yisroi ma shmua shama uba. His the pagam is on the shmiya of the oizen. You hear? So I didn't get it. Okay. So it says in the Gemara in Kedushin, Verotza Adoinov es Oznoi Bamartseya. The Gemara in Kedushin has a shakel vatario. Which oizen? Oizen smile or oizen yamin? So the Gemara learns out from Exer Shava, oizen yamin. There's an interesting shtickle Torah in the Chanukas HaTorah. He says, the Emma says, of course, everything we do is always right first, yamin. Why would I have thought that it's poison smile? So he says, because the Pasuk says, me in end of Dvarim, Yiminoi Eish Dos Lomoi, that the Torah came from the Yamin of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If the Torah came from the Yamin of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it obviously went into the smile, right? The opposite person that you're facing, if it's from the Yamin of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's going into the smile of the other person. And therefore, Be'etzem, the Tvi is on the Oizen smile, because it's the Oizen smile that didn't hear, because the Shmiya of this Tzivoy, of Leisignoiv, and not to be an Eved, is to the Oizen smile. That's why there was a legitimate Havmin, it says the Chanukah Satoira, that you should do the Ritzia on Oizen smile. Ad kan Dvarav of the Chanukah Satoira. So I had a Shaila, so what's the Kamash Malon? Kamash Malon, Gzeres HaKosov, that you do Ritzia on Oizen Yamin. Kenzain Ulai Lahatzia, that if it would have, they would have heard it with the Oizen smile, they would have been sapping it into the entire Ramach Evarim, and then they would have gotten the message. You hear? The problem is, no, that it went in one ear and right out the other ear, instead of going in. So the time is on the other ear. The right ear was wrong for not letting it sink into the Ramach Evarim and go out. And that's Ulai Pshat, why Kamash Malon, we do it in the Oizen Yamin, that we give him the punishment. Okay. A lot of other sugyas here. Moving along in the parsha, you have an interesting pasuk. V'chi yozid ish al re'ehu lahar goy ba'orma. If a person kills, and he runs into the Beis HaMikdash to see that the Mizbech should save him. Me'im Mizbechi tikachen ulamos. And the next pasuk is Make ovid v'imoy moisi yomus. V'chi da in Nachal Kedum, in one of his many svarim, the Chidah writes, what's the shaykhis and the kesher in this sequence of psukim? Ki yozid ish al re'ehu lahar goy ba'orma. Me'im Mizbechi tikachen ulamos. And then Make ovid v'imoy. So he says, there's a very interesting Gemara in Chulin Daf Yud Aleph that asks, Minolon da azlinon basar roiv. How do you know you go basar roiv? So the Gemara says in Chulin Daf Yud Aleph, sounds familiar, yeah? The Gemara asks, Minolon da azlinon basar roiv? It says in this week's parasha, Achare rabim lahatois. Says the Gemara, of course, by Aruba de Isa Kamon, 15 dayonim against 8, or Teisha Chanuyois selling kosher and not kosher, of course, that's Aruba de Isa Kamon. But how do you know by Ruba de Lessa, come on, statistical roivs of most, roiv noshem is abris, the oldest ketanim, enim ionis, all kind of things like that, roiv behemis aren't treif, how do you know things like that? The Gemara goes through a various series of actually 10 makairis for the din of roiv. Now, as you plow through the Shakavatari over there, next to each other, and that Gemara and Chulin is mamish these three things. First of all, the Gemara says, why, you have a chayit, if you kill someone as ritzicha, maybe he was a treifa, you killed somebody. Maybe he was a treifa, possible. I'll check. No, maybe punk where you shot him, punk where you did him a, you were pagay in his goof. Maybe he was already a treifa over there. Teretz says, roiv people aren't treifa. A few lines later, how do you makar a carbon oil? Maybe it's a treifa. And then afterwards, makar over the imay. How do you know it's your father? Roiv pe'ilas acharabal. So, side of din of ritzicha, and side of din of carbonois, and side of din of makar over the imay are all based on roiv. That's the connection of these psukim, that it's all building up the concept that a person is Neman and Roiv. It could have also asked from a Kalal of a V'imoy, but the truth is it's not, because even if a person wouldn't know who his father is, he could still be Makalal of it. He just says Makalal of it. Maka of it has to be physically the father who he thinks is his father. And for that, you have to know that the reason you assume someone is your father is because of Roiv. There's a famous Shaila that if your father asks you to do something and your mother asks you to do something, the Gemara says in Kiddushin you're supposed to listen to your father because she's also Machayiv to the father. The Pella is, they ask, your mother is Vadai, and your father's only Roiv. And using that logic of Lamdis L'chayre, there should be a Kedima to your mother. And the answer is that's not Kibur Aim, to be mocked in your mother because of such a pretense. I don't think she would appreciate it. Now, Lame Yesh Pasik of Goinev Ish Umacharai. It says Maka Ovi V'imai, Maka Ovi V'imai. Then it says Goinev Ish Umacharai, kidnapping. And then Mekalel Ovi V'imai. I saw a powerful vart. Sometimes, when a child goes off, and to the extent that there's such an anger and a friction that he'll even be holding by Maka of the Imai or Makal of the Imai, something obviously went wrong in the connection between the father and the son. Could be the father was trying to kidnap the son, meaning the father was saying, do it my way or the highway. That idea of trying to kidnap someone might be the trigger of why there would be such a friction to lead to Maki of. I saw this word from Rav Schwab. A Yesoid, a powerful Yesoid in Chinuch. Now we have Baba Mekama, Baba Metzia, Baba Basra. It's all here in Parshas Mishpatim. I saw on this farm it says, Akoin is tzoin ladir, v'noal b'faneh karoi. If a person has tzoin, tzoin adosoi, and he gives them rules and regulations and says, this is how you have to do things, and you're supposed to make rules, so then you put there. You did your best. You made rules. Loinol b'fneim karoi. If you didn't give them rules and says you can do whatever you want, so then you chayiv. But nifritz of alayla, if it's because the golus is so long and dark, or pertzua listen, there are various outside factors that are beyond your control. So then you put there. You can do your best, but you have to know you can't do more than that. Now the Mishnah says in Baba Kama, arba avos nezikin. And the Sfarim explained that the Arba and Nezikin are the four Shoyrishtik and Midois. Shoyr, the Nesiva Shalom is marach about this, Shor represents gaiva. Shor is gaiva. Boir is yiyush, tifarain in the boir. Mave, eating, is taivas o achila. And hever is the esh of the yetzahara. A person has to work on controlling on these arba aves nezikin. Now there's an interesting gemara in Bava Kamma. Amar Rav Yehuda, hai man de boir lemehever chasida, someone that wants to be a chassid, lekayim mili de nezikin. He should be mekayim de nyanim of nezikin. Rava Amar, mili de avos. He should do avos. Va'amri la brachas. So there's three ways to be a chassid. Avos, brachas, nezikin. Rosh Tevis, Evan. Evan, the Chassam Sofer writes, it's the Evan Habdoilach. This is crystal clear. Habdoilach is a Rosh Tevis. Hai boi de boi le mehev chassida. What do you do if you want to be a chassid? Evan. Avos, brachas, and nezikin. The Goyin explains, what's avos, brachas, and nezikin? Nezikin is ben adam lechaveroi. Brachos is the ultimate ben adam lemakayim. Avos is the ben adam laatzmai. A person has to know and compliment himself and be mashlim himself on all three of these fronts. There's an interesting pshat from the Ramam Ifano. He writes that shor bor mavehever, that's what the Mishnah says in Bava Kamma, is Rosh Tevis Sivmo. And Mamers, near the end of Parshas Masi, right at the end of Sefer Dvorim, right before Klal Yisrael's entering from the Eivor HaYarden into Eretz Yisrael, the last klipa, the last hard thing right before, is a city called Sivna. Sivma. Es Nevoi, Es Baal Moim, Mishavoi Shom, Es Sivma. He says Sivma is the Arba of Ois Nezikin. Now, the truth is, if that's true, that Shor Bar Mavehever is Rosh HaTevis Sivma, and it represents the klipas that you have to control of Nezikin, it answers... Not for now, let alone work it out. But just as a dogma, the Rishonim asks, why is the order Shor Bar Mave Hever? Tyson Baba Kama asks, in the Seder, Psukim Mavis first. And also, why does it call it Mave, not Odom? And why does it say Shor, let it say Karen? And all kind of questions like this. I once made a list of more than 10 questions that they all answered with one simple teretz, because we wanted it to be the Rosh HaTevis Sivma, if that's what you want it to be. So, but you have to be holding in the Sugim Baba Kama. Bear in mind that Sivma could be a teretz to a lot of problems. The pasuk says, "Ki chof aleph yudches." Ki yiriven anoshim. People are fighting. Behik eshes reyayu be'even or be'egrif. Someone hits someone else with an even or an egrif. It's a fist. Pashtas v'lo yomus. So then you have to see if he's going to get up. You have to pay sheves and ripoy. The targum on this word be'egrif, egrif, he says, is a kormiza. What's kormiza? So I saw that it's brought down in the Paradis Yosef. He brings from the Siach Sarfi Kodesh that kormiza is chof. Vav remiza. You hit someone with the shame hamafayrish. Chav vav is shame avai, 26. You hit someone with chav vav remiza. You're chayef if you cause someone damage, even if you did it with a koyach of ruchnius. Is that true? Are you chayef as a person achroi if he pulled something off on a oifen sguli, on an oifen of ruchnius? It's interesting that the Stipler has a whole sibbet about this in Baba Kamma, Rav Chaim Kanievsky, in Derech Hamuna, in Shvius. He has a shayla gabi shvius. You're not allowed to do things in the field. What about doing like there's a skula to place? You know, do something. Is that considered doing avoda basada in shvius? I saw there's a tshuva for Rav Chaim Palaji. He has a shayla. He has a skula that if there's a fire, you say a certain pasuk. It's a skula. You're not allowed to do it on Shabbos. It's kibbutz. It's kibbutz. How far do you take these ideas of doing something ba'ofen skula? But it's interesting that kormiza is chaf vav remiza. Now, I wanted to say once an interesting chiddush. I heard once a fascinating Gemara. The Gemara says, on the next pasuk, it says, V'rapa yirape, mikan shenitna rishus l'roife l'rapos. Zot Rashi, Baba Kamma. Pei, or Pei Gimel says, Rashi, V'rapa yirape, mikan shenitna rishus l'roife l'rapos. Because I would think not. Why not? Rachmona mochi v'ato mosi. Hashem gave him this makar. You're interfering and trying to heal it? Rachmona mochi. Hashem gave him this hit. You're trying to save it? Yes, kamash polon, v'rapi, v'rapi. Fret the bell, we're talking about the chi of ripoy. If you learned the perek and a choyvel, a guy punched you, and he's choyvel b'chaveiroi, and you took him to Bezdin, and you're not blaming this on Hashem, and you're taking the guy to Bezdin, and saying, you're chayiv to pay me, nezek tzar, ripoy sheves boishes. There's a din toire here. It's his fault. I'm being toiveim in Bezdin, I'll be din. And then still, there's a havamina. They're not ripoy. Rachmona mochi v'atomasi. So I once heard a whole schmooze, that yeah, in the hashkof of how a person looks at things, it's not a steer. You have to balance this out. That yes, this guy beat you up, and it's his fault, and you could have tainus, you could have kpeitz, and you have mi'ikra din, bebezdin, bedin imamen is a tvi on him. But that's not a steer to have a hashkof of the attitude of, I can't do refu, Hashem did it to me. I was thinking, Ulai, according to the Siach, Sarfei Kodesh brought down on the Paradis Yosef, that Eglif doesn't mean a fist. It means Kormiza, Chavav Ramiza. So you brought Hashem to do it. So it's Rachmana Mochi. Rachmana Mochi Va'ata Mosi. It's an interesting Mechodesh de Kepshat. Avada Halchala Maisa, you're allowed to have Refuah, the Chol Gavni. If you steal Bakar or Tzayin, there's a special Chiyav. Aganav has to pay Dalid Vehei. Aganav has to pay Dalid Vehei. It's interesting. What if you stole a Shar and then you sold it to the Bailam? To the Bailam. Do you have to pay Dalid Vehei? You stole it and you sold it to someone. The Bailam. I want to clear this separately. Does the Bailam know that it's his and the less bravery he's paying for because that's his best way out? Or separately, I want to clear, what if the Bailam didn't even know that it was his? What if you sell it to the Yoshim? The Bailam died and he sold it to the Yoshim. Is there a Chiv Dalid Vehei on Mochar Le Bailam? I don't know. I was thinking that it can't be because the din of Dalid Vehei is Karen plus another four. And over here, you're not going to pay Karen because you already sold it to him and gave it to him. And then there's a drush of Dalid Vehei, Veloi Gimel V'Dalid. The Pashtus, when you steal a Bokar, you pay Karen plus another four. By a Tzayin, you pay Karen plus another three. Why? Why is Tzayin different than Bokar? So the Gemara says in Baba Kama Defying Test, Amar Rav Meir, Boi Re'e Kama Godel Koyach Shal Melacha, Shar Shebitloi Memelacha B'chamesh. By a Shar, you caused Bitl Melacha. So that's a bigger aval. You pay five. A se, you didn't cause bittul malacha, so you only pay four. That's Rav Meir. Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai, fakert, boi re'e kama godel kavod abrius. Shor, you let it walk by itself, is five. Se, you got this yoyos, you had to carry it. You get a discount because you have to carry it. Now, first of all, how do you know that the discount is the price of a se? Maybe the discount should only be a few zuz or something less. Teretz says he was willing to be mavayish himself to carry a set. His bushes is at least worth the price of one set. But l'chayre, this machlekes can't be, they hold of each other. Pashtus Rav Meir's attitude is that really the price should be four, but by Shor there's an extra payment because of the bitl malacha. And like Yosef and Zakkai, really the payment is five, there's a discount because of the bushes. Meaning, what's the standard price? Four and a half? No. Each one has a different starting point. Which leaves it as a pella that the Targum Yonis and Afanard and the Pasuk says, by Shor you pay five because there's Bittul Melacha, and by Seh you pay four because there was Bushes. I don't get it. What was the standard supposed to be when there's no Bushes and no Bittul Melacha? What's the standard, right? What's the standard? L'chayre, it's a machlaikas tanoim. Now it's interesting because there's a Marsha in Yuma Daf Chav Beis that says that when David HaMelech took Batsheva and Nosan Arovi comes to him and gives him a Musar Shmuz about an oni that someone stole his seh, and David HaMelech said this guy deserves to be punished, says the Marsha, that's why David was punished. That him and four of his sons were punished. Kemishpat haseh. Karen and another four. It's a pella by a seh, it's not Karen and another four. By seh, it's Karen and another three. By Shor, it's Karen and another four. It's a pella de Marsha. I once heard a very, 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 very big chiddush that it's a mistake that people are making. That no, by a shor it's Karen and another five, sachakol six. And by tzoyin it's Karen and another four, sachakol five. Very, 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 very big chiddush. Show me a gemara mefurish nishtazai. There are ways out come out from all the gemaras. It's something to think about. But the classic attitude is that they say in the Marsha, no, catch on. Really, a tzoyin was also supposed to be five. It's only because of the bizyoinus. And over here there's no bizyoinus. Problem is, the Marshon Baba Kam himself asks, what if you steal a sheep that's very big and it walks out by itself and there was no bizyonis? Yitaka have to pay five? He says, no, there's a loy plug. So if the Marshon says loy plug, we're still back, Marshon Baba Kama, we're still shver from the Marshon in Yuma. Okay, there's a lot of other sugyas. Let's see what we can talk about. Yeah, there's a sugya of Bol of Imoy. Bol of Imoy. A shoyl that's shoyl something, and at the same time, when he starts being shoyl, that the Bailam is working for him, there's a p'tur, gzeres hakasuf, bal avimai. The pasuk says it by shoyl to be pater on einzin, but actually the Gemara learns out that who within a shemer sachar, and even a shemer chinam, is pater, shemer chinam even on pshia, when it's bal avimai. That's not pashup shan in the pasuk. The Gemara goes and darshens it, mikra nidish lefnei funav, that the din of bal avimai is not only by shoyl, it even goes back. The pashtus, why is there a din of bal avimai? Gzeres hakasuf, but the chinuch, the sefer chinuch, and other rishonim want to say, the svar is because if the Bailam was there, probably he's saying, I'll take care of it. I'm around anyways. I'm working for you. I'm around. I'll take care of it. Promise it's mafurish in the Gemara that Bal Avimai is not at the time of when you lent it. Meaning, it's only Pater of Bal Avimai if the Bailam was already working for you at the moment when you lent it. The svara that he should be Pater because he was going to help you was when the oinus happened. That could be days apart. And then, so the Chinuch says, yeah, you're right, but like, look, there are various other Hezberim and the Rishonim to explain why it should be Bal Avimai. This could be Negei, an interesting Shaila. A guy takes a cab. His mom is getting into the cab. He's setting up that the taxi driver is going to be working for him. And he asks, can I borrow your phone, your kosher phone? He says, he borrows the phone and the oinus happens. The phone breaks. He has to pay the taxi driver. It's Bal Avimai. It's Bal Avimai. Not on a bus. The bus, the bus driver is not working for you. He's working for the company. But the taxi, I don't know about get taxi, but if, you know, but at that place, you know, he's working for you, the guy. Maybe there should be a Ptor Bal Avimai. There's a very interesting Shiloh. A person borrowed a very fancy, somebody should show you, a person, his elderly grandfather had an operation and they needed to hospitalize him. So for a few weeks, Yad Sarah, there's a thing, you can borrow a very expensive medical bed, it's a few $1,000s. It presses buttons, it goes up, it goes down, like a dentist, a whole thing. And you borrow it, you have to give, of course, when you borrow from the Gemach, you give them a check or a collateral, something that it, you know, they're going to hold on to that they can, you know, get at you. And of course, all the Kindle came to visit El Tezeda and they were playing with the button up and down and up and down. And of course, it broke. And they wanted it. The Gemach says, you have to pay for the damage. He says, no, it's Bal Avimai. He says, why? He says, you were working for me. He says, what? You were watching the check. Or actually, he gave him a watch. He says, you were watching my watch. You're working for me because you're watching the Pekadon. It's Bal Avimai. You have to know. Dorechayim HaKadosh, Afinart over here by Bal Avimai says, the person goes up to Shemayim, and Hashem says, I gave you a Pekadon, a Neshama. I gave you a Neshama Pekadon. And it was Nishbar, and Nishba, and Ovad, and Nignav. You did so many things wrong with this Neshama. You have to pay up. And the person could say, no, Bal Avimai, the Abish, the Beshef, you were with me the whole time. It's Bal Avimai, Bal Avimai, Loi Yishalim. The Orachayim asks it as a kashi. He comes up with all kinds of terutzim. Why? There's still a chi of Lotzei Sidei Shemayim, or he says a chidish gadol. You can make a tnai al manas shaloi liyis potter. The same way, masna shem rechinam, masna shoy liyis kashem rechinam. You could say masna liyis potter from Bal Avimai, and it's not masna mashakasa b'tayr. So you state in the Orachayim, and that's how you would get out of it. It's interesting. I saw al derech zeh. There's a drash that says achas shaalti. Achas is the neshama, and the achas is shaalti mi es Hashem. And you know what the neshama asks? Oisa avake shifti beveis Hashem kol yimei. Let it be Bal Avimai. The Meshefa should be with me all the time, and then it will be a vechina of Bal Avimai. If it's going to be Bal Avimai, then I won't have a problem. So a lot of mefarshim talk about this concept that maybe there should be a p'tur of Bal Avimai. So there's an interesting pshat from the Ashtravtzer. He's going on the pasuk. I have to find the pasuk. It's a pasuk in parshas. Balak, Lahibit Oven Biyakev. Where's the Pasuk? To see the Lushan of the Pasuk. Lahibit Oven Biyakev, Lahira Amal Yisrael. When a person comes up, Klal Yisrael in general, when Hashem doesn't look at their Avinis, he doesn't look at their Migrois, he doesn't look at their Chisrainis. Lahira Amal Yisrael. You know why? Because Hashem Alekov Imai, it's Bal of Imai, and therefore he's not going to have a Taina. But one could ask, maybe that's by Shoyel, and a Shoyel by Unsin. But is it true? Is it true that even Shemir Chinam and a Pshia also has a Ptur Bal Avimai? So Rebbe says it's a machlokes in the Gemara. The Mandamer that says, yes, because Yudarshan, the din of Bal Avimai, Mikra Nidush Lefnei Fonav. Says the Ashtrofs, look at the next Pasuk. The next Pasuk, it says, Hashem Alekav Imai, Kel Moitzio Mi Mitzrayim. What does that have to do with Yitzias Mitzrayim? It says by Yitzias Mitzrayim that the Yidna are going to be in Mitzrayim for 400 years. And it says, V'inu Oysam, it says, Ger Yib Eretz Loy Lahem, V'inu Oysam Arba Me'ashana. Now, the Chara, it wasn't Inu Oysam Arba Me'ashana. It wasn't. We left that much earlier. It wasn't V'inu Oysam Arba Me'ashana. Teretz is, you have to say that the Arba Me'ashana goes back, Mikra Nidish Lefnei Fonav, to the beginning of the Pasuk, when it says they're going to be Eretz Loy Lahem. It says, the Ashtravtza, oh, Kel Moitzia Mi Mitzrayim, the Abish that took us out of Mitzrayim early. Ah, it's Mefurish, V'inu Oysam Arba Me'ashana. Krokid Chsiv. Teretz is, no, there's a today, Mikra Nidish Lefnei Fonav. Oh, so by the sugya of Bal Avimai also, Mikra Nidish Lefnei Fonav, and not only is there a Torah of Bal Avimai by Shoyel and Oinsen, even by Pshia, and that's why Lehibitov and Beyakov, Veleiro, Amal Yisrael, Hashem Alekav Imai, it's Bal Avimai, and that's a Torah, but a person should not rely on that. We have to try to do Ratzon Hashem the entire time, as it says in this week's Parsha, in Perek Chav Dalid, Pasuk Zayin, 24:7, translation, 24/7 is Nase v'Nishma. We should be zoicha k'seder 24/7. B'chol Ramache v'Reinu, we should be zoicha to be Mekayim Nase v'Nishma and Seder.